This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. Experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Tierney, Sal Acosta back on the fan. We'll get back to your calls here in just a sec. 888-808-1019. Talking Pete Alonso, Vlad Guerrero Jr., whatever else really you want to discuss, that's fine with us. We'll have the conversation. One thing, BT, so I told you next week I'm going to be out because I have the second eye surgery.
Yeah, by the way, how was the first? It's good, right?
I appreciate you asking. It's, well, yes, but like it's not 100%. It's weird. Like certain, the way the light hits it at certain times, it's definitely better than it was 100%. Like I don't wear glasses as much anymore.
Yeah, I noticed, yeah.
Just for reading. So that's better. But my left eye is still messed up.
Okay.
So then I feel like the struggle where one good one, one bad one, but even the good one's not 100%. The damn eye drops 3 times a day still.
Still?
Yeah. And I'm going to probably have to, you know, combine the two once I have this. Anyway, so I have the eye surgery, the second one, next Wednesday. I decided just to take a vacation and I'm going to take my daughter for the first time to Disney.
Did confirm this.
Yes, because I this is lunacy. I know this.
Let's go.
So I wanted to take her because of the Muppet. You've been to Disney, obviously, many
several times.
Okay.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So you've taken the kids and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there's a Muppet ride, Muppet 3D Vision.
I know it.
Okay, so now I like raise my daughter on the Muppet. She loves the Muppet Baby. She loves all the Muppets. The ride is closing.
For good?
Yes. When? Permanently, June.
Okay, you got to get there, bro.
That's my point.
There
so, like, this was a big thing for me going back for like a year. I'm like, I got to get her there. Then because I knew at some point it's like, oh, God, this ride is so old. Nobody goes on it anymore. At some point it's going to go away, and I really want to take her there. And then it became official this year that they are closing, and I think in June. So I was like, I told my wife, we got to go. We got to figure out a way just to go for the weekend.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to do that. Now, here's my issue. This morning, and now, like, we're leaving Saturday. I haven't packed. I haven't even thought about that. And then my wife's getting on me for that. She's like, yeah, of course. You don't even have to worry. Hey, she's like, you don't have to worry about it, though, because you just worry about you. I'll pack for me and Sammy and Maddie. You worry about you. I'm like, okay, I get it.
Wow, she hit you with an up and in fastball right out of the chute.
Right out of the gate. I mean, that's what I knew what I was getting into.
Yeah. You only worry about you.
I knew what I was getting into. So here's the issue, though. We are going for Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, right? Okay, yep.
So it's only a 3-day trip.
Okay.
And today she's telling, like, how many things of luggage do you think that we need?
Very little, dude. I mean, come on.
It's 3 days.
Very
you know
little.
What you're doing. You're going to be at the park all day long.
You're going to be sweating your behind off. So you just, you know, not, you know, underwear, a couple shorts, a couple t-shirts, a hat. Have good sneakers that are comfortable.
Well, she's, I know. Thank you.
That's
she's,
huge.
She's worried about because the weather's going to be 60, high of 60, low of 40.
Oh.
And the unknown, the fluctuation.
Well, she's kind of right. You got to have a sweater at night.
All right. So then she tells me, to him, like, look, you one, like one big check-in bag max. One bag max. Like, you shouldn't really be able to fit all three of our stuff in there, but you need one of those and I'll take you care of it. She said she wants two big.
So let her have two.
What are you insane? It's a 3-day trip. I mean, I wouldn't pack up and go to Italy, for God's sake.
Well, I don't think the second one's going to be filled to the gills. I mean, you know, if you have the first one, by the way, what is it, a 40-pound, 35-pound limit? So you got to worry about that.
Around. Yeah, you get the stroller.
I tell you, I do not miss lugging that damn stroller around. That was a pain. Hoff, how big a pain in the ass was the stroller?
Hoff's a Disney aficionado. He goes every year.
Yeah, but I still don't really understand what I'm doing there.
Yeah, well, your wife, you know, obviously she's the one who runs it. We get that. Yeah, it's a pain in the neck, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to go to the airport. I got my daughter. I got the wife. I got the stroller. I want to have two big cars. I don't want that.
It's not that you want to.
There's no need for two huge things of luggage.
I don't know if it's the 5 years in age.
Yeah.
That I've just kind of mellowed just a little bit.
I know.
You need to let the little things go.
I know. You're right.
Why do you fixate on the stupid stuff?
And I was thinking of that this morning. I'm like, just don't say anything. Just don't say anything. Like, and then I say it. You really think we need two large ones? You can't just condense it into two carry-ons, for goodness sake. And then you'll love this part. So now, I'm coming in today to take the train and all that stuff, and then I get a call from my wife, which usually doesn't happen. She knows I'm on my way into work. It's like a no-fly zone.
Unless she tries to FaceTime you during the show like she did 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, whatever.
You got it.
Exactly. So I think something's going on. So I pick up, and she goes, oh, you're never going to believe this. I'm like, what? What's going on? Oh, I'm so excited. I'm like, what? It's like, there's a hack. My friend was telling me about it because they've been to Disney where you can order fresh fruit to be delivered to the hotel through Amazon. So I don't have to worry about packing the fruit.
I would have no interest in hearing that. Well, I'm not listening at all.
I didn't have any interest in it. But because of what you just said, guess what I was doing? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice. Yeah. Great. And I listened to the whole thing for 5 minutes. I was like, okay, you know, I kind of got to go. I'm on the train, about to go on. And she's like, okay, great. I'll talk to you later. Like, she was all excited about this. I couldn't give a crap less about delivering the fruit to the hotel.
Uh-huh.
Excited, and I took one for the team.
Yeah, you know when you're going to care? You're going to care when you walk into that beautiful place, and it is expensive, and it is crowded, overly commercialized. But when you first get off, whether it's the tram, I don't know where you're staying, like the tram or however you get there, rental car, whatever you might do, and you walk in and you see the trains right at the entrance, and then you walk through that old time with the candy shops, and you start... And then you see the castle on the horizon, and you take your first family picture. That's when all the nonsense is worth it.
I know. And look, I get it. She's doing the right thing, doing the research, and wants the fruit for Sammy. Because if we're waiting online, you got to have the right snack.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to pack that. I get it. I also don't care. Like, that's something that could have been discussed later on tonight.
Well, that's true. You don't have to call me at 8:19 in the morning to give you that nonsense.
Well, even then, I really don't want to hear it. Like, But her excitement.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Here's the thing. I'm gonna use the word compromise for you. So, I want to go back to the suitcases, because I'm with you on the fruit. Yeah. That's what less than zero interest. I'm totally with you on that. I think every man probably feels that same way. With the luggages, right? So instead of going from 0 to 90 miles per hour, why don't you try this? Even if it's with a little inflection that lets her know that you're not liking it, you don't have to kiss her ass, but how about, hey, hon, do you think we really need to? It's a lot of heavy lifting. We got the stroller. Right. Just present her an option.
I know, it's the deliveries that...
Rather than a steel wall.
It's the same thing.
You're nuts.
No, I'm saying the same thing.
In her mind, you're not saying
I'm saying it differently.
Saying the same. The premise is the same. Yeah. The delivery changes the message, though.
I know. I get that. And then the other thing is I should try, because she calls me with the fruit, like she's all excited. They get it.
Yeah.
So should I call her about Vlad? Like, hey, Vlad's going to free agency. Like, you believe in? How do you think she would respond to that? The same way that I'm about the fruit, but I don't call because I know she wouldn't care.
If you got any advice, you're a man of Disney, as he just said. You've been there 37,000 times. Help this guy out.
I don't have any advice. All I know is that I give the over-under of the first actual disagreement about 2.5 hours.
At the airport, actually.
There's not going to be a disagreement. Like, she's saying, I want to be stress-free. I want to enjoy myself.
She's going with the wrong person.
Well,
if she wasn't being
The one thing about Disney is there, no matter what, how long you go there, whether it's 2 days, 1 day, at some point in time, it's just going to hit you. You're going to hit a wall, and you're all going to start to freak out on each other.
He's right. And there are...
It's only 2 days, really.
Get ready, dude.
There's a lot of people.
You're there for a long time.
And there's rides that, let's face it, you just don't want to go on. I've been on it a million times, going back to when I, like, it's a small world. How many times can I hear that freaking
song? It's actually shut down.
It's a small world. And I hate
I like
the song.
I like to go on that ride.
The dolls are 50 years old.
They're redoing the whole thing.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah, I know. It's you all shut down.
I tell you, the one that looks still pretty current, if you will, is the Pirates of the Caribbean. That's a good one.
That's good.
That's a good one.
I don't know how many rides like Sammy's going to be able to go on. I'm not a big ride person. It's going to be more about the characters.
No, well, for sure.
There'll be certain things. I know. And look, am I into taking pictures with characters? No, I'm doing it for Sammy. Like, it's going to be.
Wait, you don't want to take pictures with the princesses?
No.
Sure?
I mean, no. Not with my wife.
are you going to go again? You should actually. Yeah. Your wife should talk to Jen because Jen books this great. Like off the air, we could talk about it. Like she should really reach out to my wife. We've done it four times. You have to take her to the castle, dude. You got to take it to the castle.
Outside and take a picture. No.
Well, that you do when you're like on Main Street, of course.
You go in the castle.
You have to go. The food stinks. It's ridiculously priced. But. It's like she's gonna have get her a little gown, like make her feel like a little princess.
My wife's getting that. That's why all these Amazon packages are saying, "What's this?"
Exactly. Didn't have the costumes. Do it.
Every day there's got to be an outfit for this and that.
It's true.
Oh my god!
It's the first time for your daughter. It's a big thing, man.
I just want to go. I guess.
How far is the nearest spring training game? By the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Orlando. How far is Haines City?
Orlando to Port St. Lucie.
Dunedin. Where go watch Vladdy and Dunedin?
Enjoy, Cinderella's breakfast. Daddy's gonna check out the ball game. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Jim is in Basking Ridge, New Jersey. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, I got a solution for every guy out there. It's a win-win-win, okay? This is what I've done this like 7-8 times at least.
Mm-hmm.
You drive to Orlando. It's only 15.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you lose him there?
I don't mind driving. I think that's where he was going.
A lot of people do it. From my house in Jersey? Yes. What, are you insane? What?
A lot of people do it. Now luggage is not an issue. You don't have to worry about, is it 40 pounds and I got to get here 2 hours before with strollers. It's a little bit easier. That's a little bit longer.
Have you ever done that?
No, but I've driven to Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach is a long drive. We did that
one. I drove from Brooklyn to Las Vegas for my second radio job. Now, I stopped
by
in...
yourself?
No, the next girlfriend. Okay. I stopped in Nashville, Tennessee for a night. I stopped in Texas. And I stopped in Flagstaff, Arizona, and then finished the drive into Nevada. Like, I'm a driver. I drove up to South Dakota from Nevada. Like, I don't mind driving myself.
My father was like that. And our first trip, we drove down to Universal Studios. I was like 15 years old. And I wanted to see, like, that was Knicks, height of the Knicks Magic rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to see the Magic building or whatever. Anyway.
The O-Rena used to be called.
Yeah, I went out there, took pictures of it. That was 94, 95. Anyway, point is, it was a long drive, but it was fun family vacation. Okay, maybe Sammy's a little bit older, but that's a long drive. Plus, I'm only going, if I were going for a week, you could justify it. I'm going for 3 days. I got eye surgery. I got to come back.
That's true. Maybe you shouldn't drive with the eyes now that I think. Are you guys going to look at it like Animal Kingdom or Epcot?
No, we're doing Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios.
All right,
because
Hollywood Studios
has the Muppet ride.
Good one. I think that's a good call. I think she's a little bit too young for Epcot.
Right. I don't even love Epcot. I've only been there, I think, once.
Can I tell you a funny story real quick? What? Epcot's the best.
No, it's the only place you could drink consistently.
I got to tell you,
I'm going with an ex. Go ahead.
Me and Jed are dating for like 3 months at this point. Yeah. She's still in Dallas. I'm here, obviously. So I fly to Dallas. She flies here. I fly to Dallas. She flies here. We go to Mexico. We're like, everything's like a trip. And we're both working for ESPN at the time. So we're like, hey, we have all these like good platinum pay. Everything's free. Yeah. So we go to Disney, right? And then, of course, we go. She likes Disney like I do. I don't love it as much anymore because I've been there so many times. But I am fond of the place. So we go to Epcot, long story short. And there's like, how many? 10 countries about, right?
10, there's a lot.
12, 50, for whatever, 50, maybe, yeah, there's a lot. There's probably, you're right, there's more than 10. For whatever crazy reason, your partner decided to have a drink that was, you know, connected to the country.
Right, go around the world, I've heard of that.
Around the world, but I had wine in France, I had sake in Japan, I had wine in Italy, I had some sort of vodka in Nova or Scandinavia, Nova, whatever it was. I had Grand Marnier. I threw up.
Oh,
I actually threw up.
Which part of the country did you throw up in?
At the end, right near the Grand, Great Britain, but whatever that, like when they do the fireworks at night, I leaned into the pond. I threw up. I was cooked. God. I was shocked.
I'm sure Jen was real impressed with that performance.
Yeah, I'd already. She was already impressed.
I can assure you that won't be happening. One more caller. Dan is in Hazel. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Sal and BT. Hey. I just caught the tail end when you were talking about you going to Florida. I think you could rent the stroller down there instead of bringing it on a plane.
You're right. And here's the thing, and thank you for the call, Dan. You probably could rent it, but I don't think bringing it on a plane is a big deal because then I could use it through the airport.
True.
And then you just, they check that automatically. You bring it right up until you
and
get
they
on
put
the,
it up like at the thing, the off
yeah,
the tarmac.
They red tag it right as you get on the plane. So that's not an issue. And then you get it right as you get off. So I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, now that I think about it, because she's still so young, like just even going through the airport, I mean, especially if you have two bags.
That's what I mean.
Put her in the stroller.
I know. To my wife's credit, she wants to check the bags. I hate checking luggage.
Me too. I can't stand it.
Let's get two carry-ons. Boom. Put them in the
same way.
Bin. We're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she wants to check two bags. I mean,
is she going? Is she getting one or two?
Yeah, I'll let her just do whatever she wants. I just,
See, you got to the point where you're going to let her do it anyway. But think about the friction that you caused.
Two is absurd.
But are you going to let her do it? Is she going to do two?
If we need it.
She's going to do two.
I said I highly doubt you're going to need two massive bags to check. And by the way, I don't know how much that is. Another $30 each on top of it?
Wow, you're going to Disney. $30 is a mere pittance. Yeah, about 30 bills.
I guess, but it adds up. I mean, we got to eat when we get there, don't we? Probably got to get some Subies when we get there. Sammy's going to want this, and she's going to want that. I mean, and then Daddy wants to go to a Ranger game when we come back. That's out. It's going to be impossible.
Can you just tell her, like, Disney has everything? So, like, what? It might be overpriced.
Isn't it gouged? Price gouged?
You have to spend all that on luggage anyway, or whatever it is for the bags. So why not just go buy it at Disney?
That's how the whole thing started. We'll break here and get back to the calls, get back to the sports talk. Because I was like, hey, you need to get Disney stuff or shirts because she's going nuts about these Moana gowns.
I love Moana.
Moana's
awesome.
I'm like,
Maui.
She's like, oh, I know you're not going to want me to spend down there when we get down there. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like, What do you think this is? We don't need outfits every day. Give it for Sammy. We don't need to go nuts down there.
Dude,
that's why she wants to pack more stuff because buy it here instead of there.
I know we do have to break, but there's so many things you need to be alerted on and of. Would you just let her, like, Jen ordered the shirts that says, like, the Tierney family did. Like, just put the shirt on. Let her put the Moana skirt on. Just do it. Come on, don't be.
Today I was like, I don't think I have anything to wear down there. She's like, that's where it was, Basically, I'm on my own. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019.
Oh, Hoff, this guy. Oh, what a piece of work. All right. We got to see. So, I want you to do it like Meluses. Why don't you chronicle it?
Yeah, no chance. God bless Moose. I ain't doing that.
I know. I think his just came to an end.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy. We'll be right back.